Hi guys, thanks for tuning in again for another Audio Boo podcast for our Twitter account. I'm just doing a quick preview on today's game at home to Cliftonville, which has a 3 o'clock kickoff. Starting off, Linfield are going to be without Matthew Tipton, who has again unfortunately aggravated his hip injury. I thought last week after seeing him on the pitch, it maybe be a week or so before he's away, but David Jeffrey confirmed that it will be a couple of weeks before he's back. And Linfield are also going to be without their top striker, Peter Thompson. Peter went off against Crusaders a couple of weeks ago with a hamstring injury, so I'm hoping it's not too serious and he will be back within a couple of weeks. The main issue David Jeffrey's going to have is who does he start in midfield? Personally speaking, on merit, Ryan Henderson deserves a start. When he came on last week, he definitely did change the game, although he did give away a sloppy penalty, but he'd done his best and he got back into it and he got Linfield back into the winning position, which is fantastic, so I personally think he should start. But on the other hand, who do you drop out? Robert Garrett, Jamie Mulgrew both played superbly last week, as did Michael Carville. So David Jeffrey does have a bit of a headache there on who he picks. Looking at Cliftonville, although they're going to be without Chris Scannell, looks like he'll be out for the remainder of the season with Kelly's injury. It's unfortunate because Chris is a gentleman, he is a good Irish League player, so hopefully it's not the last time we have seen him. Hopefully he doesn't score past Isaac ever again, but as I said, he is a gentleman, so I'd like to wish him all the best in his recovery. But in his place, they have the fantastic Joe Gormley. Joe came on, he was kind of in the shadows of the couple of players last season at Cliftonville, so hopefully I think he is going to come on a wee bit this season. Obviously playing alongside the Axford or Bremen striker, Liam Boyce. But Cliftonville also have danger men from midfield like Catney and Holland, etc. So Linfield defence is going to be needed on their toes today, and they're going to need to be sharp and alert. But I think Linfield can honestly get the win. They can push on after last week's victory and actually get the victory this time again, taking us all the 3 points at Windsor Park and hopefully getting that back up the table, back to where we belong at the top. Well, again, thanks for tuning in. As I said, I'll come back after the match with the details of what happened. And if you have any other questions or queries, don't hesitate to give us a wee contact. And also, if you have anything you'd like us to feature on it, please do get in contact with us, and we'll also do welcome feedback. Yeah, my name's Scott Nesbitt, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll speak to you again later.